For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Richmond is now under an indefinite state of emergency as the General Assembly gets ready to convene. And we have a preview of the session. Meanwhile, all of the Democrats in Virginia's congressional delegation back Trump's impeachment. And leaders encourage Americans to stay away from the nation's capital on Inauguration Day. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 12th. Virginia's capital city is now under a state of emergency following the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney requested the declaration of emergency, which City Council approved Monday night. It comes after the FBI warned that armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. through January 20th. That's Inauguration Day. So far, Richmond's state of emergency does not have an expiration date. When Twitter permanently banned President Trump, it cited plans for attacks on unnamed state capitals. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports on Virginia's preparations for the General Assembly session, which begins Wednesday.
Virginia Capitol Police spokesperson Joe Masenka says that increasing police presence has less to do with last week's attack and is more routine.
I mean, you know, are we ramping up around here? Yes. Does it have anything to do with what's going on in Washington? Truthfully, not really. It's just strange timing.
On Wednesday, Capitol Police and the Department of General Services sealed off Capitol Square in response to the attack on the U.S. Capitol, but removed barriers and fences the next day. Virginia's recent history has some special relevance for the events in D.C. Participants of a 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville were in D.C. last Wednesday. Charlottesville delegate Sally Hudson says being aware of that history helped law enforcement plan for last year's massive gun rights demonstration.
The Virginia State Police and the Capitol Police were prepared because they knew to take it seriously because there had already been a similar organizing on Virginia soil. What we saw in D.C. this last week was a failure of the federal government to do the same.
The offices of the Speaker of the House of Delegates and Governor Ralph Northam didn't return requests for comment on this story. I'm Jad Khalil.
When it convenes Wednesday, the General Assembly will meet away from the Capitol building due to the threat of the pandemic. The House of Delegates plans to meet remotely, while the Senate will meet at a large conference center near the Capitol. Lawmakers will debate more COVID-19 relief, legalizing marijuana, expanding voting access, repealing the death penalty, and getting rid of mandatory minimum sentences. Another bill that lawmakers will consider is one that would outlaw private prisons, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Housing inmates in Virginia prisons cost the state about $70 a day, but the private sector can do it a lot cheaper, about $50 a day. Senator Adam Eben is a Democrat from Alexandria who says lawmakers should not be outsourcing something as important as taking care of inmates.
It's really a policy question. Should we be in the business of outsourcing one of our key functions? And we don't do this for other prisons. We only do it for the one.
That would be the Lawrenceville Correctional Center, the only private prison in Virginia. Eben's bill would outlaw the Department of Corrections from outsourcing inmates to for-profit corporations. David Rook at the Virginia Association of Recovery Residences says he wants to make sure Eben's bill would not prohibit contracts with private vendors for halfway houses.
That would be a concern because a lot of these programs are offering offenders a place to land when they reenter society. And if they don't have a place to land when they come in, that kind of helps them get on their feet, then we're asking for recidivism rates to rise.
Eben says prohibiting for-profit reentry programs is not the goal of his legislation, and he'll be working to make sure the law is aimed squarely at closing the Lawrenceville private prison. I'm Michael Pope.
Leaders in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland are strongly encouraging Americans not to come to the nation's capital for the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Instead, they want people to participate virtually. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Governors Ralph Northam and Larry Hogan all cited security concerns following last week's insurrection and also the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of National Guard members will be in the nation's capital through Inauguration Day, including about 2,000 from Virginia. All seven Virginia Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are backing a measure to impeach the president. The article of impeachment was introduced on Monday, charging the president with inciting the insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol last week. In a statement, Representative Abigail Spanberger said the president, quote, must be held accountable for the gross violation of his oath and the betrayal of his office. Spanberger says she thinks Vice President Mike Pence should invoke the 25th Amendment, which removes a president from office and allows the vice president to take over. Finally today, the University of Virginia will publish a digital version of Booker T. Washington's papers. Rotunda, the digital label of the University Press, will publish papers from nearly all of Washington's life, from 1860 through his death in 1915. Washington was born to an enslaved woman in 1856 in Hales Ford near Roanoke. After the Emancipation Proclamation, he moved to West Virginia, taught himself to read and write, and worked in the mines to earn enough to attend what is now Hampton University. At the age of 25, Washington became the head of what is now Tuskegee University in Alabama. The 14 volumes will be accessible through universities, libraries, and other organizations via subscription. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.